I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Let's just one more time, the best films and actors of 2013, and get done with it.
As seen through the lens of the Academy Award nominations?
Thank you, yes. Okay. We need that
filter. Should narrow us sufficiently.
We do, right.
Best Picture, the nominees are American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena. Did you see that?
I did.
They showed that at the old folks' home?
And then Harvey Weinstein is at his best promoting that.
12 Years a Slave and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yep.
Philomena.
Yeah, Philomena.
It's clearly the big winner.
It is not.
Of course it isn't.
But I'll tell you, the one that I think is going to take it is American Hustle. And it's also probably my favorite on a strong list. Mm-hmm. So I'm having a little tough time. But when I look over the spectrum of that movie and how much it offers, that's the one that I think will take it. What about you?
It's a romp.
Okay.
You know, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
But I think 12 Years a Slave is going to take Best Picture.
Wow.
Which is good news for Matthew McConaughey, because that's going to free him up to win Best Actor.
I know you. I love your domino theories. I know.
This is how it works.
Well, if Cheetawal Ejiofor wins.
What? A Cheetawal to die for? To die for a proper pronunciation. It's Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Thank you. I knew
you'd
have it.
Chiwetel.
But if he wins for actor, that means it frees up American Hustle to win.
That's what happens. That's the politics of the Oscars, John.
Yeah.
So, yes, if Chiwetel Ejiofor wins Best Actor,
then
American Hustle will win.
But for Best Picture, do you think Gravity is pulling up a third place on all of this?
I don't really see it taking, you know, center stage this year at the Oscars.
Well, the Central Ohio Film Critics Association voted it the best film of the year.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's because they're always wrong.
They are definitely not mainstream. Anyway, we've already introduced the best actor. I'm pulling for Matthew McConaughey, and it's not just because of Dallas Buyers Club.
Of course not. It's because of this whole career rehabilitation.
Exactly. Because Mud was such a terrific film, and his cameo in Wolf of Wall Street was so dynamic.
Yeah.
I look at it and say, I really hope for the body of his work this year that he gets it.
I mean, I think Matthew McConaughey has been doing really interesting work, even since The Lincoln Lawyer, which was a really fun movie.
Right.
But Killer Joe and Magic Mike, I mean, he's on a roll.
Bruce Dern together with the neglected Robert Redford. Then throw in Tom Hanks. I'm talking about people who didn't get nominated.
Right, well, you
and all
give
these
the
old guys.
A contest.
These old guys, I'm happy. And don't think Bruce Dern's going to take it.
He's
because
not.
If you see that movie, he has about, you know, 10 words of dialogue, and otherwise he's just a codger.
Okay.
So you can't win it on that any more than Redford can win it on sailing the Indian Ocean, saying nothing. It just doesn't work.
So you need dialogue.
I think so, man. I'm a dialogue guy.
Okay. They're just going to their go-to crop of guys here. It's between Chiwetel Ejiofor and Matthew McConaughey. Now, in the actress category, that's one of the strongest categories
this year.
Amy Adams, American Hustle, Cate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench, Philomena, Meryl Streep, August Osage County.
There's only one in my mind that can win that. Should win it.
You're going to say Cate Blanchett.
I am going to say that.
That movie was totally overrated, by the way.
Well, that's
coming from a Woody Allen fan.
I know that. Maybe it's Judi Dench. I'm sorry. I missed it. You're right. I know it's going to be Sandra Bullock for Gravity.
Do you really think
that? Such a brilliant performance. No.
Who are you saying is going to win?
I am saying Cate Blanchett's got it hands
down. I think you're right. I think she is going to win. Director. You have Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne, Nebraska, David O. Russell, American Hustle, and the Scorsese, Wolf of Wall Street.
David O. Russell. Otherwise, Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave is a really strong.
The best director of this crop is Alfonso Cuarón. Orchestrated that concept so fluidly and wisely. It was just a really great...
I think it's what cinema always hoped to be, dazzlingly beautiful, visually. I just don't have much for the drama, the interaction, except when George Clooney is there.
Well, what interaction? She's by herself, then.
When he comes in, he lights up the stage.
80% of the time,
she's
by herself.
Remember what Tina Fey said?
What's it Tina Fey said?
He drifts away because he can't stand to be with a woman his own age that long.
So now the real question, sound mixing. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.